think you fellas know it. Your city legal department is so ruled. If that isn't enough, the code of Iowa very clearly states that the city manager shall have power to employ, reclassify, or discharge all employees of the city as the occasion requires, and to fix the compensation to be paid to such employees, except as other...
You hear will be those of members of the council and various members of the audience speaking for and against the proposals to limit the appointive powers of the city manager.
This is nothing but a grab for power that you're not entitled to. As I say, you're contemplating illegal act when you contemplate the passage of these ordinances. Another thing I can't understand is why this hearing is limited to 1 hour on a subject that should be as important as this. I've sat here and seen this council argue for more than an hour on 3 separate readings on a change of grade ordinance in an alley. It only affected 4 or 5 families. I see no point in it whatsoever. I think the action should be dropped. I want to state that for the sake of the record.
Well, Alan, you have been in this council chamber, too, and many times over rent control deals that we had where you and Mr. Chambers, myself, and others have set a limit of the time they could talk, and I'm sure that you remember several of those instances.
There are no hour limits set on any debate that I can remember. I can remember limiting individuals to 10 minutes.
Well, if you'll...
But there's no hour limit on any
vote back
that ever came
you'll
up.
You'll go back on the rent picture. We set up a half hour on each side.
I don't think so. But I don't think that was anywhere near as important to the citizens of Des Moines as this thing is anyway.
Well, the council...
In addition to which, as I say, you're contemplating an illegal act. These ordinances are clearly illegal.
The council set up...
You know it. You've been so advised.
The council set up... I don't think the council advised that they were all illegal.
I think so.
Well, that's just your interpretation.
Yeah.
We've had your interpretation on some of these laws before that didn't...
I have never before seen 3 members of the council try to grab power for themselves that they're not entitled to.
We're not trying to take away from the city manager any appointed powers or any...
That's absolutely ridiculous. All you have to do is make a temporary appointment and not approve his appointment, and you've taken it all away under these ordinances.
Nothing. Mr. Denny, you think you were grabbing power when you approved the personnel manager's appointment or the purchasing agent's appointment? You approved that? Were you grabbing for power when you did that?
We didn't necessarily approve it except at the request of the manager.
Those are 2 very vulnerable positions, and you authorized those. You approved them.
I did not.
Maybe they're holding their jobs illegally, then, if you didn't approve them.
The mere fact the manager appointed them is sufficient. That's clear.
Not according to the city municipal code that you helped set up. Read it over. You know the law.
The code of Iowa governs this, and you well know it.
No point in arguing that. Let's go on with the hearing.
I have 2. Is there anybody else that... Now, we have 2 people who want to talk against this here. Is there anybody else? In other words, if there's nobody else, we're going to give these people 15 minutes apiece.
Mayor, I'd like to talk 30 seconds.
All right, that'll give each of the others 14 minutes and 45 seconds. Then. Why don't you make it a minute, and then they'll have... Okay, the first one to request here then is Mrs. Clifford L. Norris.
Is that right?
Yes.
Mayor, would you mind speaking to speak so we can hear? I'm not done, but I can't hear you. Can you ask them to speak up here, please?
Is this the power or this?
They're all 3 power, but not to us.
Well, I represent the Des Moines League of Women Voters, and I was very happy to hear you say just a couple of minutes ago that you represent all the taxpayers of the city of Des Moines. We feel that this proposed action is not in the best interest of all the city of Des Moines because we have voted for a council manager plan of government, and this action, we feel, threatens this plan of government. And thank you very much. That's all I care to say.
You didn't need the full 15 minutes then. George Koss.
Mayor, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, my name is George C. Koss. This year I'm one of the vice presidents of the Greater Des Moines Chamber of Commerce, and it's in that capacity that I'm appearing before you today. We are opposed to these amendments that would reduce or destroy the authority of the city manager. Des Moines has fared well under the city manager plan. We've had physical improvements, improved traffic control, and the qualities of the services rendered by the city have improved. These improvements years ago were just talked about, and under the city manager plan, they've become a reality. In order to become a better place to live, in order to maintain our competitive position with other cities in the United States, we need the continuance of the city manager plan. I repeat, we need the services of the city manager without the restrictions set forth in these proposed amendments. We are therefore opposed to the passage of these amendments. I wish to thank you for the opportunity of appearing before you today.
Thank you, Mr. Goss. Harris? No, I make the appointment.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, I have a client, Floyd Jones. He's the city license collector. In one of the proposed amendments, you declare that his job is vacant. He's a civil service employee, and I have previously furnished the councilman documents which contain, I think, the legal authorities to establish that as a civil service employee, the ordinance would not be effective. It's my understanding that the matter of Mr. Jones and Mr. Straub, the budget officer, crept into these ordinances clearly by inadvertence. I appear here this morning to ask you to rectify that if you can before passage.
I think none of these ordinances can be effective.
Harris, I intend to introduce amendments to remove the vacation of those two jobs from those two ordinances.
Thank you.
Now, is there anybody else wants to talk? As long as we've got the time, if anybody else wants that hasn't filled in a slip wants to talk on it, they're perfect at liberty to take up anywhere up to the half hour on either side.
Mr. Mayor, in studying this thing out pro and con, we're up against a proposition with the decision of Mr. Fountain not to charge y'all with anything until you commit yourselves. And the men that I talk to, they are much in favor of legislation. And if that legislation does conflict with any law, then it's questionable. There are 250 titles in law and 7 cardinal principles. And you couldn't charge me for stealing the chicken for looking at your roost. Huh? I don't know what you all are doing. You're looking at the roost. I don't know what you're going to do. And I think the brain to decision of Judge Fountain was he had nothing because you all hadn't committed nothing yet. But a wait and see and ask. I was going down in Houston, Texas one day, and if I hadn't had a good reputation, they'd put me in the jail. Because I favored somebody. That they were after and I hadn't committed an act yet. They should have waited. I think the whole thing is Judge Fountain is set up and for Thursday for it to come on is a closed situation and not a free situation in this thing. We can't pre-charge y'all with nothing. I want to say what your intents may be, and I don't know your intents. I don't know yours. I don't know yours. I can anticipate. Let us wait and see if y'all are going to hit the ball right. Hit the ball right, it's all right with me. If hit it wrong, well, there'll be a civil dispute there somewhere. I don't know where it's going to be at. Lars, I got three strikes Saturday night. Up the full pitch preaching, stumbled, grabbed a place, a railing I thought was safe, and I had to take a dive to the face. Hit myself on the bloody. I didn't know that in advance. I would have committed myself.
But I got it. Here's the aftermath. Those good Samaritans at the hospital are taking good care of the old preacher. And I came home. After all that blood down, people's excited. I said, what are you excited about? God's taking care of his old preacher. I believe I'll sing an old Amazing Grace. Make a good testimony. Take me home to that pretty brown-skinned wife of mine and send to the hospital. I want to look at this first. See that out in the mirror. See where I'm at? Yeah. Off my Bible, man. I'm not going to charge you, Mr. Mills, you or you, until after this audience has passed. And if you commit yourself, you got lawyers there to tell you when you run into the Constitution of the state or the Constitution of the United States. So let us play ball. Win the ball game in the morning. Let us play ball. Let us be with the empire. Let us not call nobody out until they are. I think that thing should go that way. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm too much of an expression man. That's why they made a bishop out of me, I guess. Because I will express myself. Enemies are friends, but I think this is it. I think this is what they represent. When they commit themselves after they pass those audiences, the Pope gives us rights to redress. We can come here and fight it out with reason. And if we can't get it, we got recourse there. I think the problem with that might be wrong. I may not be right. But I think that.
Bishop, I'm glad you explained that about the on the head there, because there's a lot of people worried about that.
They're worried?
Yeah.
Well, listen, my day, the doctor's asking how old are you? I said, I'm 75. And that's strong. Laid up there like a piece of wood and told him to go to Sawyer. When they got on, they shoved them penicillin in me. Said, don't you feel weak? I said, no, my partner's helping. He's been my partner for 70-odd years. Another way. I could have broke my neck. Something happened. I don't care if it's a reason or not. God is pardon for his children. Christ is our brother. The Holy Spirit is appointed on earth to look out for us. And I believe in every incident, God does watch over his children. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend.
It didn't happen that I was after some brown-skinned gal, some guy cut my hair.
Anybody else? Anybody else? Is there anybody else? Well, three times should be enough. Now, on these ordinances, on this number 2664, I've had several people call me and tell me that on the appointee powers of the mayor, where it says the mayor shall have the power to appoint all members of boards and commissions that he is authorized by statute, the provision of this code and other ordinances to appoint. They pointed out that what I'm trying to do is to take away the power from Mr. Howell, or not necessarily Mr. Howell, but the city manager, and confer it upon myself. And that, therefore, in their opinion, made me a dictator. Now, I go along with their thinking on that, and I want to bring in changes there that would make that approval of the city council, because I believe in democracy and that the majority rules.
Not the same thing when you've got a council in your pocket.
Gee, that's not democracy when you have a majority on the council, I suppose.
No, it's a smokescreen he's trying to put across.
Well, the people, we were elected by the people, the same as you were, Alan.
You want a Russian veto. If you don't like it, then nobody else should do anything about it.
I would say that you were elected really under misrepresentation, because you didn't state that you were going to do any of this stuff when you...
No, I resent that. I wasn't elected under misrepresentation.
I think you're entitled to resent anything you want.
I don't think you were.
Opinion.
Well, that may be your opinion, but it isn't mine.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Mayor,
I don't see how you could possibly hope to hold a manager responsible for appointments that he has no authority to make.
Mr. Mayor, under...
Make these guys responsible to you and not to the manager. Kind of.
I don't recall you sending anybody to City Hall to get a job, Mr. Mayor. In fact, on that score, I would say that this council, right straight through, has been very careful about that thus far. In one or two instances where it was done, that was done at the beginning of a term, but when people found out what the score and the situation was, there has been a very definite absence of that sort of thing. That must be said to the credit of all the members of the council and sir that I've had contact with in this city.
I have been opposed to some of the appointments.
That's right.
But I never have asked you, or the personnel director, to hire anybody, and that's what they're talking about, the spoil system.
I don't see what the difference is, whether you ask them or not. If you come in and oppose the appointment, then take violent action because of it. What's the difference?
People that have come to me to ask to get a job on the city, I've said you have to go right over there and file for it and get it on your own just like anybody else.
Why, you're quibbling.
I'm what?
You're quibbling.
Flipping?
Quibbling, myself.
I'm not quibbling, I'm stating the facts. Well, what is the motion?
I made the motion that we defer the third reading at this time until we can properly prepare the amendments to those ordinances, the one that you want to amend and the one that I want to amend.